Canada's City of Saints has been included on a short list of the world's culture capitals. Expedia, Hotels.com, and Vrbo have released a report outlining the most unexpected travel trends of 2023, including the world's culture capitals, TV-inspired destinations, standout three-star hotels, new wave wellness travel packages, cowboy cations, hidden gems, and foodie experiences. The online travel company gathered its data on research conducted by OnePoll, a global strategic research firm, of 24,000 respondents from across 17 countries worldwide who are planning to travel in the next 36 months. The survey ran from September 22 and October 14. Montreal, the only Canadian selection, was included on a list of the world's top 10 culture capitals. While Expedia doesn't mention why each individual city was selected, it notes that these global cultural hubs offer unforgettable experiences and celebrations, such as the world's largest arts and media festival in Edinburgh, Scotland, or the massive World Pride Festival coming to Sydney, Australia. Travelers can explore everything from crowded pubs to open-air markets to lights in these vibrant cultural metropolises, according to the report. Top 10 culture capitals in the world: Edinburgh, Scotland; Lisbon, Portugal; Tokyo, Japan; Dublin, Ireland; New York, USA; Sydney, Australia; Dubai, UAE; Montreal, Canada; Munich, Germany; Bangkok, Thailand. Next year, the global travel landscape will be unlike any year before, as eager globetrotters embark on a variety of holiday experiences following several years of pandemic-imposed restrictions. After spending time indoors during lockdowns around the world, travelers flocked to the great outdoors in places closer to home over the past couple of years. Now, many of them seek bucklist experiences to make up for the lost time. In 2023, travelers are ditching the conventional and veering off course for all new experiences. Prepare for the year of the no normal, note report authors. Expedia Canada underscores that there will be no new normal, and no one-size-fits-all approach in the coming year.